Global business news 24 hours a day at Bloomberg.com, the Radio Plus mobile app, and on your radio. This is a Bloomberg Business Flash.
From Bloomberg World Headquarters, I'm Charlie Pellett, a slew of After the Bell earnings reports. We are here to sort through them for you. Let us begin with Facebook reporting first quarter EPS of $1.04, revenue coming in at $8.03 billion. Estimates there, 7.83. First quarter monthly active users, 1.94 billion, beating estimates of 1.91 billion. First quarter daily active users, 1.28 billion. Estimates were for 1.26 billion. Facebook shares down by about 1.5%. Just heard from AIG. First quarter operating EPS, $1.36. Estimates, 105. It is boosting its buyback. Tesla reporting a first quarter adjusted loss per share of $1.33, the estimated loss there, 82 cents. Revenue did beat estimates. Stocks lower today with the S&P down 3 to 2388, a drop there of 0.1%. The Dow up 8, a gain of less than 0.1%. NASDAQ down 22, a drop of 0.4%. The 10-year down 11/32, yield 2.32%. Gold down 17.80 the ounce, down 1.4%. Crude oil, West Texas Intermediate, lower, little change, down 10 cents a barrel. 47.56, a drop of 0.2%. I'm Charlie Pellett. That's a Bloomberg Business Flash.
All right, Charlie, thank you so much. You are listening to Bloomberg Markets. Carol Masser, along with Corey Johnson, live from the Bloomberg Breakaway Summit in New York City. And this is Bloomberg Radio.
Facebook is our focus. Bob O'Donnell joins us right now, the president and chief analyst at Technalysis Research. He's in Foster City right now. And Bob, Facebook results out. I'm just starting to look at the numbers here, but it looks like another blowout quarter from Facebook. I know the stock's trading down about 2%, but you've got revenues at over $8 billion. The analyst said it wrong. Maybe even better, you've got a daily active user count up again. Monthly active users up again. That means engagement at a higher level than it's ever been. 85% of revenues coming from mobile.
Yeah, I mean, it's incredible, to be honest with you, because when you think about how big these guys already are, the fact that they're able to get, as you pointed out, both the total numbers of users and the daily active users, and remember, a lot of people check Facebook at least daily and many multiple times a day, so it's just incredible the kind of numbers they're able to put together, and they're, you know, they've got some issues. Obviously, they're trying to be very proactive on dealing with the video concerns of the live video of stuff that they obviously don't want to get on there, you know, announcing hiring 3,000 people to try and address that issue. Because, look, this is, you got to start thinking, I think, about Facebook in an interesting way, in the same way we've got Google. You've got a cash cow of advertising that's allowing them to do these sort of their equivalent of other bets, which is, in their case, Oculus for VR and AR. And then, of course, all their messaging apps, which they really haven't monetized very much yet at all. And that's yet more potential growth.
Well, I know there's a drumbeat of people asking when they're going to monetize WhatsApp. But it's possible that they monetize it by the data that they gather. And they monetize it on Instagram or they monetize it on Facebook itself. They leave WhatsApp ad-free or they leave what Messenger ad-free. But they get so much data about where users are, what they're talking about, what they're doing, that then they can target ads on the other platforms that have greater value. I mean, here's the number that's most amazing to me in this, that they had an increase of 51% year over year in advertising revenue off of one of the biggest bases in the world of advertising. They had $5.2 billion in advertising revenue last year in this quarter. That's up to $7.9 billion in 13 weeks of the first part of this year. First quarter.
And while I agree with you that they'll probably keep those messaging services ad free, one thing to think about is if they start trying to do bots and other kinds of interactive things that could theoretically be sponsored. So, for example, I can book my hotel through Messenger, and oh, by the way, SPG offers a bot that makes the process easier to book through an SPG hotel. That's how you could theoretically monetize those messaging services in a non-traditional way. The other thing to think about with Facebook, I think longer term, is the fact that so many sites use them for connection, authentication, and logging in. And there's a whole other potential business, in my mind, of their ability to become this authentication service for commerce and many other things. And that's something they don't even really talk about yet, but to me has some potential.
They spent, on an R&D basis, they spent 2.5 times what Tesla spent in the quarter, and Tesla's trying to build a couple hundred thousand electric cars every year, and Facebook's still spending more in CapEx. Two and a half times more.
And, you know, they're doing, and they're going to do a lot of work around AI. They've talked, you know, at F8, they talked a lot about their efforts around augmented reality. Now, admittedly, the first stuff, to be honest with you, is simply camera effects across their various applications. But the idea is eventually they want to add some capabilities to what they're doing with their services so that people can start to, you know, experience places and other things through Facebook in a way they never have before.
So why, now mind you, the stock isn't down as much as it was right after the news when it was down more than 1%. It's now down about 0.4%. What might, though, Bob, investors looking at Facebook earnings be reacting negatively to?
Yeah, it's a good question, Carol. I mean, obviously there is still the concern. You know, Facebook talked last year about how they would expect in the second half of 17 in particular a slowdown in advertising revenue because of the fact that there simply wasn't that much places left to put advertising. And so they were essentially running out of room. And so it may be that there's a sense of, well, we're getting closer to that time. But it's a fair question. I'm not sure exactly why. It doesn't seem particularly logical, to be honest.
Hey, I want to just jump in with a real quick headline, Bob. The House has indeed passed a spending bill that omits most of President Trump's priorities, but it is a compromise between the Democrats and Republicans. And they've passed it, and it's expected to go to President Trump's desk for his signature to keep the government funded through the fall.
Right. And so this prevents a shutdown, right, which was something we were all concerned about, but nonetheless putting it through. And
no funding for the wall, funding for Planned Parenthood, funding for a lot of things that the president didn't want funded, EPA. As well, but reflecting not all his big priorities that he said.
Bob O'Donnell, Facebook's going to have a press conference. We're talking with Bob O'Donnell about Facebook. He's a president and chief analyst at Technalysis Research. Just got about 30 seconds left here, so that 5 p.m. Wall Street time call. What do you want? What would you be asking Facebook right now?
Well, I would be asking them how they're going to address that inventory issue. How are they going to think about potentially monetizing some of these messaging services, and what is their long-term view? I mean, I will say, you know, Zuckerberg is clearly, he's laying out these 10-year visions for where, for example, AR and VR are going to go. So how do we start to think about those kinds of things becoming real in, you know, maybe 2 years? Obviously, a lot of them are going to take more like 5 or 6, but I'd love to know how he's thinking about, say, the next 2 years for things like VR and AR.
Bob O'Donnell with Technalysis, always glad to have your stuff. I'll just add to that real quick that I want to know how far along they are in monetizing Instagram, how much more there is to go, but lots of news to come out of that. We're also going to dig into other stuff here with Facebook and other earnings in a little bit. You're listening to Bloomberg Markets and Bloomberg Radio.